Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're having a beautiful day. We are starting, kicking off the week. I'm aiming for 2 podcast episodes a week, so lots to come. And today is normally I like super plan out every single podcast episode, but I kind of just wanted to riff on what I've currently been moving through and what's been really helping me and just some big breakthroughs that I've had that will probably also help you with some breakthroughs. So the first one that I have kind of come to realize last week is there's so much to unpack. So what I kind of had a breakthrough around last week was like everything that I have been doing in my life, all the mindset work, all the journaling, all the tapping, everything. I kind of realized that I was doing it all to push away and get rid of negative emotions. And I am all about, like, I tell people, like, feel the feelings, like, but I think I was still doing it. I was feeling it just enough to get rid of it. But I was never in acceptance or allowing of any form of negative emotion. I was always even just a little bit of underlying resistance around it. And of course, I have gotten so much better. I used to just completely disregard all of my emotions and be completely disconnected from my intuition. So obviously, I've come leaps and bounds. But this kind of felt like a big breakthrough for me in... So how do I explain this? It's like, let's say I would feel super triggered and anxious about something and I'd be like, okay, I'm going to process it. So I would journal on it and I would feel it. I would bring it up. I would do tapping. I'll do all those things. But I noticed like I was doing all of these things to like process in quotation marks / get rid of the emotion so that I didn't have to feel it anymore. I was never actually in a full allowing and acceptance of the emotion. That still feels kind of scary to me. And what I kind of uncovered as I was journaling and moving through this is how much I've spent my life like avoiding things to avoid any sort of discomfort in terms of negative emotions. Like making appointments really gives me stress and anxiety, so I really like avoid doing that. Phone calls, oh my God, bookkeeping, accounting, all that stuff. Like there's so many things that I will do them and I will like get through them, but it's like I really put them off way longer than necessary because I'm avoiding feeling any sort of discomfort and I'm like, oh my God, I don't have time to like move through all this discomfort and do my tapping and do my journaling and my meditation and whatever else. Instead of realizing that it was safe for me to just feel it and keep moving. And that felt like a really big revelation because I didn't really realize that in my mind I was thinking, oh my God, like I can't feel that until I can process it and really like shift it and whatever, and then I can do the thing. It's like I had to release the anxiety or the stress or the trigger or whatever enough to be able to do the thing, but I could never really do that, so I would kind of avoid and kind of half move through these things, and like I would do like a ton of tapping and stuff, but it's like I was still waiting to be in this perfect energy before I would, you know, email my accountant or do my bookkeeping or whatever, instead of realizing that I could just do it and feel uncomfortable. and that felt like a huge freeing, like, revelation and realization for me. And I think in the manifestation space, we can get really caught up in feeling like we have to be high vibe and we have to, like, get in the energy and we have to make sure we're, like, in the correct energy before we do things. And I think this can be obviously helpful to, like, align with what you desire and all of those things, but it can also be hurting you if you're using that as a reason to do the things that you know you need to do. If you are avoiding discomfort or feeling like you need to like get rid of a negative emotion before you can have what you want, you're going to be in a constant like push-pull. And this has also become very clear to me, and I think I've brought this up on the podcast recently in terms of like dream body. Like I've said it before that I could be in a bad mood for the next 5 years and I don't believe my body would change at all. Like I don't believe my emotions have anything to do with my body aside from, you know, if I was engaging in emotional eating and stuff, but if I kept doing the same thing and I was just angry about life, I don't believe my body would stay the same, but I believe that it affects every other area of my like relationships or my business. Like, I definitely have this belief that I need to be in such a perfect energy around my business. I have to be in the right mindset. I have to have the perfect marketing and messaging. There's so many rules and conditions around my business that I feel very like weighed down kind of recently. And I'm definitely releasing those and moving through it at the moment. But basically this huge breakthrough that I had last week was just realizing like it's actually just safe to feel this and that's it. I don't need to get rid of it. I don't need to change it. I don't need to like force anything to be different. I can just feel it and do the thing I need to do. So I'm not sure if that feels like a revelation for anyone else, but I also heard on someone else's podcast, she said something about how like, just because you don't look at it doesn't mean it's not there. And I realized like how much of an energy drain I was having when I was like, okay, like that's making me anxious. So I need to go journal on that or whatever. But it's like, I couldn't do that until the next day, or I was never fully releasing it because I was never fully allowing myself to feel the emotion. And I was dragging this around with me all the time because I like didn't want to fully feel it or fully move through it. So, and also just this belief that we have to like be in this perfect energy in order to do things. Like, I think it's honestly really inhibiting us from reaching our full potential, and I didn't realize how much it was inhibiting me. So that's why I wanted to talk about that today on the podcast. So the thing that I've really been practicing again and again is using the mantra, it's safe to feel this. And oh my gosh, like it feels like a huge relief. Like anytime something comes up, I just am repeating to myself, it's safe to feel this. It's safe to feel this. It's safe. It's okay to feel this. It's safe to feel this. And I'm just allowing myself to feel it. I'm allowing myself to feel all the shit that is coming up. And I'm not trying to get rid of it or change it or force myself into a perfect, better energy or try to move through things before I am kind of ready, or try to stop myself from doing the things until I feel like I'm in perfect energy. That's the key. It's like case in point is this podcast episode. Like, I woke up feeling pretty grumpy. I don't have it like super planned out. I literally just have 3 sentences written down. Usually I honestly type out my entire podcast episodes before because I really like to be prepared. And I think that is hurting me because I'm trying so hard to be perfect and be in a perfect energy. And then I'm holding back from actually doing what I know I need to do. So this is what I wanted to impart upon you guys today. The first thing I want to talk about is like, it's safe to feel the negative emotion, and you can also do what you need to do. You can feel anxious and you can still go to the dentist in anxiety. You can feel like you're not good at accounting and you can still do your accounting and feel like kind of crappy, and you can still do it. I'm giving you permission to do the thing even when you're not feeling in perfect energy. And that's not to say that, obviously, I'm a huge believer in mindset work, and I believe in like looking at these things and shifting and doing the tapping and changing the belief and rewiring your brain. But until you have the time to kind of sit down and do that, don't hold back from doing the things. That's kind of the lesson that I've learned. It's like, I hold back from having conversations I need to have or like sending that message to someone or whatever because I'm like, oh, I'm not prepared to like feel this or move through this. Like, I need to heal this within me before I bring this up with whoever it is. And it's like, actually, I just need to like move forward, not thinking that I need to be in this perfect energy. And it's safe to feel whatever's coming up. It's safe to feel this. It's safe to feel this. So the next time you feel like a pang of anxiety or a fear or whatever it else, or discouragement or frustration, like, I just want you to repeat to yourself, it's safe to feel this, and actually just welcome it in. And you don't need to change it. You don't need to get rid of it. And I believe like the more that we can allow it to be there and be heard, the faster it will dissolve. And that was kind of another image I had as I was kind of meditating and journaling on this, was like all these parts of me that are, I would deem as like negative, the ones that are frustrated or angry or in fear or feeling like a failure or discouraged or disappointed, all of those parts of me, I've been like, oh, I don't want to even look at that. You know, like, I have big goals that I want to reach. But what I realize is like, I'm keeping myself separate. Like, it's all these little parts of me that are separate and in shame because I won't look at them. And until I look at them all and listen to them, that is when all of those parts of me can transmute into the opposite kind of emotion. So, like, discouragement can turn into determination, and feeling like a failure can turn into feeling really proud of myself, but only when I look at them all and we can all come together into where we desire to be. Does that make sense? So it's like you have all these little kids that are feeling different emotions, and you've got them all in separate parts of the room, and they're just sitting there not being heard or not being seen and feeling kind of like in shame. And I just want you to think about them as like you're all coming together in the center of the room. You're hearing them and you're allowing them to like transmute that energy, and you're all coming together into one so that you can move super powerfully towards what you desire. But until you really like allow all those parts of you to be there and come together, you're going to be really fragmented and not have your full power behind everything that you do. At least that is what I've been experiencing personally. So that is the first thing that I wanted to touch on, is allowing and not needing to change them in the moment, just allowing them to be there. It's safe to feel it. It's safe to feel it. And if you're anything like me and you've been kind of like not fully experiencing things for a long period of your life, this may feel scary and uncomfortable. But I just want you to trust that you are capable of feeling negative emotions and you can move through them and they will dissipate. It's not going to just keep getting bigger and bigger and never end, luckily. But there might be a lot of stuff that comes up, is what I've been also experiencing. And I'm like, oh wow, yeah, okay. There's a lot of things I've been kind of like, okay, I'll look at that later, you know? And this kind of leads me to the next thing that I wanted to touch on, which is three steps to go from feeling like, ugh, to unstoppable. And I did this in a riff this morning inside the collective, which if you haven't heard, the collective is now collaborated with Dream Body. So I'm really focused on, like, obviously that's what I know best. Dream Body is my vibe. I'm so good at it. I know it inside and out. Like, I can help you feel fucking amazing in your body and have food freedom. So I've combined that with the collective because I want people to move towards their dream lives with so much power. And I want you to feel so good in your body while you do it. I don't want your body to hold you back in any way. I don't want you to feel self-conscious. I don't want you to feel like you aren't doing all the things that you desire to do in your body. I want you to feel so unstoppable in your vehicle that you move through life in, that you can create this life that you have been envisioning. So that is what the collective is all about. And what you are getting is all of my Dream Body materials. So the entire Dream Body course, the Dream Body Essentials, the meditations, the hypnosis, the Dream Body Fast Track, which is so fucking good. As well as the membership and the success codes, the manifestation codes, you're basically getting everything. And you're inside a group chat with me, and I drop in every single day, Monday to Friday, and I am doing riffs. So if you like my podcast, you are going to love this. You're going to get a private little podcast every day. I'm actually uploading to them currently to their own little private podcast feed. So there is like 103 or something that is going to be available the minute that you sign up for the collective. And then you are in the container for 6 months and you have access to me Monday to Friday daily for 6 months. So we do accountability check-ins every single Monday. I get like the vibe of what you are kind of moving through, what you need help with. And then I dedicate the riffs that week towards what everyone is kind of moving through. I'm answering your questions. I am supporting you. We're in it's a beautiful community. I've got a little board. We've got a little app with everyone's like intentions up on the board so we can all collectively hold each other to what we are creating and where we are moving towards. And if the group chat isn't your vibe, that's totally fine. The riffs are going to be up in that private podcast. So there's also a separate broadcast channel. So you could just listen to the riffs and get support from me within the group chat whenever you want. There's a few people that are like super in the group chat and most people are lurkers. So it's okay to be a lurker if you want to. I know we've got a lot going on. But basically what the collective was designed for is a way for me to work really closely with you. That is the next best thing to one-on-one because I just energetically cannot hold that many one-on-one clients. So this is like the next best thing. It's basically like a mastermind community club for creating what you desire. You have all of the tools, all of the resources, all of the step-by-step blueprint that you need, plus my support every single day. and just like being plugged into what you're creating. Like whenever I'm really seeing incredible results, it's because I'm surrounding myself with positive like audios, or I'm listening to really good podcasts. I'm like really filling my brain with like that feeling of, yes, this is happening, you know? And that's what I'm going to bring to you guys every single day inside the Rifts. So you will have access to me and you can ask your questions. You can get feedback and guidance, and you will get daily Rifts from me, and you can listen to them whenever you want. You'll have lifetime access to the ones that you, ever since the beginning, that we've created, plus the ones that you have over the 6 months. And then when your time ends, you can either stay for a more affordable rate if you like, or not. So I would love to welcome you into the collective if that sounds like your vibe. If you're like, I'm so ready to go. I'm ready. I have big goals. I want to create my dream life. And I also want to feel incredible in my body, and I want the body resources as well on the side. You've got it all in there. Okay. So yes, let's talk about this three-step process. So what I was discussing this morning inside the collective is everyone was feeling kind of like resistant, kind of heavy energy today, which I was also feeling. And I was like, okay, step one to moving through anything is acceptance. And until we have acceptance, we cannot move forward. So how I want you to visualize this is like you are standing in front of a massive brick wall. And on this side of the brick wall, things are looking bleak. We're not having a good time. We're pushing and pushing against this wall, but we've got like no oomph. We've got no energy. And the thing is that your power, all of your power is on the other side of that brick wall. So you might be doing all the things in the world, but it's like there's no like oomph behind them. You know, it's like things are just not working. It's feeling frustrating, discouraging, all those things. And how do we move through that brick wall is acceptance. The moment that you can find acceptance, the brick wall just dissolves, and then you can access your power, and then you can move powerfully towards what you want. So whether it's accepting of your emotions, of whatever emotions you're experiencing, whether it's accepting of your current reality and whatever is going on right now, acceptance is going to free you towards what you want. Accepting of your body, accepting of your relationship status, accepting of your business, because otherwise you're going to be pushing and pushing and pushing against that brick wall, and you are feeling drained and burnt out and exhausted and heavy. And like, if that's what you're feeling, you need a little dose of acceptance, and that is going to change your life. And it also kind of goes hand in hand with like, if you're feeling super discouraged, like discouragement comes from when we are pushing against, like when reality isn't going the way that we think it should, we feel discouraged. But if we can just find acceptance, we no longer feel that discouragement. And that is really powerful. So that is the main thing that I think most of us need in this moment, wherever you are, is like acceptance. So we don't want to be trying to fake it till we make it, because then we're not looking at what's actually blocking us, and we're not actually accessing our power. We're just faking it, and it doesn't feel good. So when you can find acceptance, you dissolve that brick wall in front of you, and you access your power. And that's when that brick wall dissolves, that's when you access this like zoomed out perspective. And that's when we feel really powerful and like uplifted again. We're like, oh yeah, okay, I can see things differently. And that comes after acceptance. So we want to start with acceptance. And what that looks like is simply like, I am where I am, and that's okay. Like, honestly, really just accept. And it feels like a big exhale. And you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it when it clicks in your body, because you will immediately feel the resistance drop. You will feel an influx of energy, and you will feel almost like you have a zoomed out perspective of the whole situation that feels almost drastically different. And it's actually crazy. Like yesterday I was in so much resistance, and I was feeling extremely discouraged and disheartened, and I found acceptance, and it's almost like I rose up 100 feet, and I was like, oh, like I can see things so differently from this angle. But it's like that brick wall was really blocking my vision, and I had no access to my power. And so I was unable to kind of see anything differently. It was blocking my vision. So when you find that exhale, that acceptance, you are going to feel a sense of relief and a dropping of the resistance, and you are going to be able to access that power. You're going to feel like an influx of energy. So how I practice acceptance is literally like, I am where I am, and it's okay. It's okay where I am. Like the moment you stop pushing against it is the moment that everything can change, and you will drop the resistance and the brick wall. And then we can really access our power. And I want you to know that you can, your personal power is available to you always on the other side of acceptance. And it does not matter what your circumstances are, what your situation is in this moment. You can always begin to find acceptance, access your power, and everything can change. Like, it can change so quickly. Your life can literally change overnight. I can be evidence of that for you. Like, I don't want you to walk around feeling powerless, thinking that your situation needs to change before you can feel powerful. That's where we can really get ourselves very stuck, is like thinking, okay, well, I'll feel powerful when I have a sale, or when somebody joins, or when I lose a few pounds, then I'll recognize my power, then I'll think I can do this. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way. Like, we need to know that your power is always available to you. And we need to access it in order to make progress and move forward. So how we do that is acceptance and then finding that kind of zoomed out perspective, and you will just feel an influx of power. And I want you to own that power. Like, you are so powerful. You can create anything you desire in this lifetime. Your entire life can change overnight, and you can feel so powerful no matter what is going on around you. You can anchor into that feeling of resiliency and determination and power. There is so much power in your pinky finger that you don't even realize. But we cut ourselves off when we say, this needs to change before I can feel powerful. Or we get, compare ourselves and get into this, you know, discouragement energy where we want things to change so that we can feel better and so that we can move towards what we want. But it's like, we need to access our power and move towards what we want, and then everything changes. That's the order. So step three, once you kind of access that power, is moving in alignment with what you want. And all too often, like, we know exactly what we need to do, but if we're trying to do it in front of that brick wall where we don't have the acceptance or power, it can feel like you're doing everything and nothing is working and you're exhausted. You have no oomph behind your actions. You feel just like flat, and it feels like there's just no energy. And I kind of noticed this yesterday, like, there's so many things I could have done yesterday, like clean the house to feel better or do some laundry or whatever. And it's like, I just could not get myself to do it because I was in front of that brick wall pushing against it, not finding the acceptance and power. So therefore I couldn't move. And I literally felt like glued to the couch in depression. So if you are feeling that way or moving through a period of that, acceptance will lead to your power, which will lead to being able to change everything. So once you've accessed that power, then you can move in alignment with what you want. So for me, that looks like showing up, doing a podcast, writing the book, doing my content, putting stuff out there, like doing the things that I know that I need to do, that I want to do, that I love to do now that I have my personal power back, and moving in alignment with who I desire to be, which is a world-renowned manifestation teacher and leader. And I can't do that when I'm laying on the couch in despair, feeling discouraged, and I don't have access to my power. So acceptance, which will lead to power, which will lead to moving in alignment. And when I say moving in alignment, it's like moving as the person who you know you truly are, as who you are desiring to be, as your highest self, as not as a playing pretend and be like, oh, if I was a millionaire, then I'd do this. It's like, no. Like, I'm powerfully moving towards what I want. What am I doing? What am I doing to powerfully move towards what I want? What feels good to do? What do I know that, like, my highest self would do if I wasn't like avoiding fear or avoiding discouragement or avoiding disappointment? What would I be doing? And you already know what you need to do. Like, we all know, and I think we hold back, or we are maybe doing it without our power because we're on this other side of the brick wall. So that's what I want you guys to lean into today, is that three-step process: acceptance, accessing your power, moving in alignment with who you desire to be, what you desire to create, who you want to be in this lifetime. Like, it's nothing to do with the external circumstances. It's like, who do I want to be? I want to be an inspiration to people, and I can do that. I can show up for my podcast. I can show up on Instagram. I can show up in Reels. I can send out an email. I can do all the things that I know to do to be the person that I desire to be. And I do not need any sort of external result or validation to do that. I can show up as who I desire to be no matter what. You can show up as the mom that you desire to be. You can show up as the wife you desire to be. You can show up as the business owner you desire to be. We can do that when we find acceptance and access our personal power, we can do anything. And when we show up as who we desire to be and move in alignment with like who we truly are, our highest self, everything changes. And our entire life can change. And it doesn't need to be that the circumstances change and then you feel good and then you feel powerful. It's like, no, you feel fucking powerful and you access that in your lowest of lows. And then everything changes and you actually realize how truly powerful you are. Like, that is true power. When you can access this, when things are feeling very low and maybe they're not working, maybe it's feeling frustrating and you're just like, what's going on here? Then when you access that power and everything changes, you actually realize, oh, wow, like I am a creator. I'm the creator of my reality and look how much freaking power I have and I can access it at any time. So the external world does not need to influence you ever again. Like, obviously it's going to, and that's why we have our own personal power. But it's like recognizing that like, no matter what's going on around you, you can choose. You can choose who you want to be and how you want to show up and what you desire to create, and you can move powerfully towards it. So if you love this episode, please let me know, share it with anyone that you think might enjoy it. And if you didn't hear, if you leave a podcast review and send a screenshot of it to me, to my email, tara.a.brunette@gmail.com, I will send you a free Dream Body Ask Affirmations track that is so powerful. You can listen to it as you fall asleep. It is subconscious reprogramming for your dream body. And, I will send that to you. So if you would love, if you love the podcast and obviously like leave a genuine review for me, then I will send you a free Dream Body track. And I thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. I am so grateful for you guys. I'm so excited for what's to come with the podcast and just really getting on here twice a week and really connecting with you all. Don't hesitate to send me a message if this spoke to you. I would love to hear from you, and I'll talk to you guys soon.